They're trying to get me to lighten up. They're making jokes. Making jokes. They're saying I'm still taking all this way too seriously. They're saying there's nothing out there, Nicole. Relax. Oh, they laugh. They just laugh at how I cling to ego needs rather than spirit awareness sometimes. And they're saying, I'll get there. I'll get there. Funny. Indeed, it is a welcome group. In fact, the channeler has stepped out in faith and said, yes, I will answer their calling. Yes, I will do my part in awakening the masses. And good day to you all. You see, we are not far away from you. We are amongst you. We travel in the higher planes. We travel in the higher dimensions. But in truth, we also walk around and with you, and sometimes through you. Yes, we can blend with your higher self. And at times you feel like you are having just the most profound awarenesses. It is because you are allowing the gates to open up. You are allowing yourself to serve your truth, your higher self. And let us speak about this for a moment. You have the false belief that your higher self is only yours. Yes, I have a very holy higher self. How does it rank with you, with yours? You see, there is truly no such thing. This is why, as we grow in awareness, as you continue to grow in awareness, you will have less needs for the boundaries. This is mine, this is yours. This is my spiritual gift, this is yours. You see, it is such a linear way of thinking. Even when you like to individuate out the master energy, we are all aspects of the one, you see? So we play our appropriate roles for your delight, for your amusement, and also for your usage. It is very helpful, is it not, if we come through in persona form. Some of you like seeing the one with the beard. Here is a bearded man. He must be very wise, you see? You tend to associate certain images with wisdom, and therefore we extend your need for the linear touch. So we do come through in terms of the physical touch as well, so that you can interact with us at times on the physical level. It is quite helpful to interact amongst one that you can consider a friend, is it not? And so at times we come through in that vein. At this time, we feel that you have advanced enough as a collective consciousness that you no longer need to be babysat. You no longer need the primary colors to figure out how to paint the picture. You understand that there are various nuances. You understand that there are hues. You understand how to work with various mediums. You have had the lifetimes of the various paintbrushes. Some are thick, some are thin, and you've used them all. You are quite adept artists, are you not? And so we are coming through mostly through the mind stream. We challenge you. We challenge each of you to let go, to allow, and to receive. You see, you are a very highly advanced group. All of you, even the small one here, all of you are streaming in your master energy. And yes, it is no great surprise, we are sure, all of you indeed are masters. You see, the channeler is quite correct. She received guidance early this morning that she stepped down her vibration a bit in order to perform the incarnation, in order to serve the karmic role that she agreed to before this lifetime. And we assure you that each of you have the similar stories. Each of you have played the parts, and each of you have learned how to coalesce the energies and step down the vibration in order to incarnate in the physical form. So we ask you to take that in. We ask you to breathe that in and have a renewed respect for your true self. if I had to step down energies to incarnate in the life and times that I did, if I truly am a master, if I truly hold the master encodements, the master teachings, the master knowledge, then really, what am I waiting for? You see, it is really this easy. You like to pretend it isn't. We watch the channeler. She is very good at the stall outs. I stalled again. She is picking herself up quite beautifully now. It is a no thing. She has gotten that. She has typed that message from us over and over. It is a no thing. It is nothing. She has written no thing so many times that is second nature to her mind now, and she gets it. All is a no thing, you see? So we ask you, dear masters, to challenge yourselves, into blossoming, just like the beautiful lotus flower, in becoming your true selves. It is time. It is time to no longer pretend. It is time to let the cat out of the bag. It is time to walk amongst the masters. You see, you each hear the masters. You each hear your master self. And you are each doing remarkably. Remarkable progress has been made for all of you in attuning to that higher, attuning to the higher vibration, in allowing yourself to naturally progress. You see, progression is the order of the business. It is also careful, dear ones, to circulate amongst the friends, amongst the ones that hold the similar vibration and the similar belief system. It is very easy to get pulled into the lower dimensional talk, is it not? You find yourself having a conversation with someone about the weather, about the news report, about pollution, whatever it may be, and suddenly you are working out of the linear mind. The channeler discovers herself doing this and suddenly pops out of it, pops up and wakes up, just like the jack-in-the-box popping up. You see, that is what you are doing. You are aligning and mainstreaming, if you will, those golden energies of the white light to such a great extent that you are traveling amongst the friends. You are traveling amongst the physical friends and the spiritual friends and your higher self friend, if you will, so that as you are involved in the linear discussion, as you are at the Home Depot, if you will, and discussing paint colors, remember this is a holy moment. Remember that this is your moment to shine. It is your moment to shine the truth. It is your moment to remember. Remember that you are the master walking holy earth. So it has been said, these are the times, these are the good times, let them roll. And so we are here. We are here to support your blossoming. We are here to support your homecoming. We are here to lend our holy energy, which in truth is your holy energy, but you still like to believe that we are different from you. We are somehow separate. It is a linear mind still playing tricks with you, and that is fine. We are here to support. We have no agenda other than to serve the one truth, to serve the one mind, to serve the atonement. So at this time, we ask that you relax and allow yourselves the gift to receiving. Some of you are still playing mind games with this. Some of you think that, oh, I can only receive this amount. Only this amount is due me in this lifetime. It has been shown to me that way. Life has been a bit of a struggle. For some reason, I can't seem to open my purse strings wide enough to allow more in. Excuse me. Dear ones, this is a false belief. But as you know, and for the record, there will be those listening to the recording. For the record, you have been very dutiful. You see, you like to be a good student and you have learned well. The ego mind has convinced you in scarcity. It has convinced you in poverty. And being the good student that you are, you have listened and learned your lessons. But we are here to speak truth. You are not the ego mind. Do you see, dear ones? Do you see? Can you take that in? Are you ready to believe? You are not the ego mind. The ego mind will say, but my experience, excuse me, is that there is limitation. there is lack. And that is well and good for the ego mind. That is what the struggle is about. That is what the borders of the countries that must be dismantled. Surely you have figured that out by now. Each country can still have its customs and have its contribution, but the borders must go. The borders must go. This is where the lack is. This is mine and this is yours. So therefore, at some point I do not have enough and you have more. Do you see? There is the this and the that. The borders must go in the physical, and they will as you allow the borders to dismantle in the mental. So pay attention, dear ones, in your mind stream. Where are you still holding up borders? Where are you still seeing that there can be lack? If you are truly all of it, if there is only God, if there is only the one, then where is the border? Where is the lack? It does not compute. Do you see? It truly does not compute. So, as we give the gift of the attunement, which is also available in the streaming on the website, we ask each of you to let go of the borders in your mind that believe in separation. Let go of the borders that believe that you can't have it all. What if you really could have it all? What would that feel like? What would you do with that worry you've been clinging to? What would you do? You see, you can have it all, for you are all. You see? Really quite simple. So again, relax, let go, release, and receive. And we ask you, dear ones, to take that deep, holy breath in and breathe it out and through and receive. And if there is anyone in your awareness, whether it be an individual, a place, a region, a country, or even Mother Earth in its entirety, that you feel led to hold the holy vision for them to receive the higher realm energies as well, you can simply imagine them participating and receive. And so it is. All right, you can go have fun. Okay. Oh, look at that, and we receive more guests. Look how that works. Hi everybody, welcome. Hi Otto, and this is Tom. Hi Tom, Tom or Thomas? Tom or Thomas, well welcome, nice to have everybody. All right, and I guess Valerie, we always tend to start with you, so we're going to start with you.
I do have to cut out shortly, so thank you.
Okay.
I don't have a question, but thank you. It's lovely to see you on a Saturday, and if your guides have a message for me, I'm all ears.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
All Okay, so here's the message, and the lights were going off. The past does not have to equal the future. And so what they're saying is because you've had past experiences in this lifetime, and it's got something to do with sort of like the message in terms of not receiving that which you felt like, not receiving at all, not receiving what you were hoping to receive. Excuse me, not receiving your full abundance, not receiving the full experience you were hoping for, whatever it may be. What they're saying is that it's important to understand that it was important to understand that there was a reason and a time and a purpose for every experience. And that as you are opening up to your truth, as you are taking your true power back rather than false power, they're saying you are very good at false power. And that's more so of like survival energy. But they're saying at this time that you are advancing steadily in your spiritual awareness. And as you do, you're really aligning, realigning with your true power. And with that, you will find some surprising, tremendous gifts. Surprising, tremendous gifts and opportunities. Because you're aligning with your true self and your true power. And because of that, you, in fact, are opening up your own door to success. You're the one that's opening up. So it's not so much that, oh, well, now you're going to get blessed by this spiritual one or that one, but more so that, how do I say this? It's almost like it's because your energy focus is turning towards the whole rather than your perceived lack. So whether it was lack in yourself, lack in others, I feel like what they're saying is you're healing all that. And so because of that, you are the one that's putting your energy and focus in a new direction. And so it's important, here they're going back to the original message again. It's important, therefore, to not have the thought that the future has to equal the past. And what they mean by that is you can delay, but you can't stop. So that's the good news. You can never stop your abundance coming in, but you can delay it because, well, the past was always this way, so what makes anything about the future going to be any different? You know, that kind of mentality or that kind of attitude. It may not be conscious. It may just simply be, it's sort of like when you keep the ego alive, it's sort of like the ego thinks this on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, so it's just naturally going to have the tendency to still think that on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Do you see what I'm saying? Until or as you start shifting that and challenging that and disengaging from that. So just sort of notice that. Notice your expectations and gently open up your expectations to the awareness that your future does not equal your past. And that's the message.
Bravo. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Good to see you, Lou. Good to see you, everybody. I'm going to split because I have a lot to do.
But, okay.
Happy Saturday.
Okay. Bye, Miss Valley.
Bye.
Otto, are you still there?
I still see him.
You still see him?
I do.
Okay.
There he is. Bye.
Okay. Bye, honey. Hi, Otto. Can you hear me, honey?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. I can hear you.
Okay, I got you now.
Awesome.
Football, are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
Roger, 10-4. Is it working? I can see you, and I can hear you.
Yeah, not too much. Just a little bits and pieces. tell you what, if you can hear me, just tell me how I'm doing right now and share any message for me, and I'll listen to it later on.
Okay. And say your first name again, please. That may be asking too much. All right, so let me see if I can do it without you saying it. One moment. Otto, are you still there? Or maybe I'm leaving the message and he just clicked off. Okay, so here's the message, Otto. God, it's so funny because he's not here and I'm talking to him. Now I know what it's like to be an actor. I obviously have a different skill set. Oh my God, I had it, but I got into that personal talk and I lost it. One moment, Otto. Don't let the turkeys get you down. Don't let the turkeys get you down. That's the message. So let me give you my example, and I know it drives you crazy because I always give my personal examples, but that's what it's going to be. So I hope it helps. So let's use the example of this group today. So as you know, I have groups like spilling over. We don't have enough chairs. People are sitting on the floor. It's getting like silly, and it I don't want it to take too long because then it's not fun. So I came up with the idea of holding some additional groups just to kind of spread the wealth and kind of balance out some of the energies so it's a more pleasurable experience. So today's group, I have like tremendously powerful spiritual masters sitting with me, which I love and honor their presence. But what the ego mind would also say is, yeah, Nicole, it's looking a little sparse here. And so what I mean by that is, I got empty chairs, you know, and all those folding chairs and stools and stuff that we use for the other groups. Like, I didn't even have to pull them out. So the ego would look at this and say, yep, you're losing here. You're losing here. You lost your edge. You lost your, you know, what were you even thinking? You know, you're never going to make it. Like, whatever the ego mind, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So, what it is that I'm planting seeds, okay? So I'm planting energetic seeds for the new tomorrow. So the new tomorrow is that there are going to be groups every day. The new tomorrow is one day there's going to be a mystery school. That's the new tomorrow. But how do you build a big building? You build it, you know, one brick at a time. One brick at a time. But each brick is really important. So if you ever played with I guess we had Legos as a kid, whatever we had as a kid that you built. You know, like if you didn't put all the bricks down in that first few layers and then you were building on top of it, what's gonna happen? It's gonna start wobbling and the whole thing's gonna crash over. And so that's what they're sharing, is all those, each brick is important. It may just look like a brick. You know, here we are, a small little group today. It may look like it's just a small little group, but it's a solid brick for a mystery school one day. So you see, so this is very important what we're doing here. And the lovely guests, including you, by the way, energetically supporting the growth of what will be an avenue for people's awareness and awakening and enlightenment. So they're saying that I am a mirror to you. All that to say that I am a mirror to you, that you may be going through growing pains. You may have days where you feel like, what am I doing? I'm just never going to make it. I'm wasting my time. Why do I bother trying? Why did I sign up for this job? I could have just stayed into bed and at least gotten rest. You know, like, what am I doing here? And what they're saying is that you're building your foundation brick by brick. You're learning how to trust yourself. You're learning how to master yourself. And what they're saying is you're learning how to master your energy. And that, my dear friend, is equally important to every petition signature that you obtain, is you learning how to work with your belief systems, you learning how to work with your mind, you learning how to work with the energies of the day. And all this is building for your higher purpose and your greater purpose. And as we have shared on numerous occasions, that you two are holding master energy, and you're very powerful. So it's really important to watch the thoughts. It's really important to always be willing to, you know, it's kind of like if you throw something in the water, so that would be like that negative thought, boom, it goes into the water. It's going to sink all the way down there. But if it's a bottle or something that can rise up and float, it's going to eventually rise back up. And that's where you have a very strong potentiality to make a huge difference in changing the events of your life. It doesn't matter what your first thought is. Your first thought can be as negative as it wants to be. I have had some doozies in the past week. I want to say unfortunately, but there is no good or bad. You know, it's like it all just is. It's all neutral, and it all can serve your healing, our healing. It all serves our atonement. It all serves our advancement. So when you have the thoughts or the self-deprecating beliefs or whatever it may be, it really doesn't matter how bad it is. It could be the worst you've ever had, so be it. The point, they're saying their holy point is what you do next. So that as soon as you have the awareness, it's like, wait a minute, I know what Abraham would say to do. I know what Nicole would say to do. I know what I know to say to do. Do you see? So you're learning how to work with your energy, and you're learning how to master it. And that, they're saying that is holy work. That is holy work. So that's the message. That's the message. Don't let the turkeys get you down. So it's not if you have a hard day, a hard hour, a hard whatever it may be. It's that understand that you're learning how to own your power, and you are very powerful. So especially for someone that's very powerful, it's important that they learn how to own their power, how to work with it, because you're powerfully creating. And if you don't like, if you haven't been happy with what you've been creating, well, then that's fine. But notice how powerfully you've been creating that. So even if it's a mess, it's a holy mess, look how much power you have behind that mess that you are able to create it. Do you see? Because once you understand that you can create that well, even in something that displeases you, you understand that you then have the gift of creation. And with that, you have your freedom. So that is my message to you. I hope you enjoy listening to it later. And I look forward to, oh my God, there you are. Okay, well, I'll talk to you live then. Did you get that, Otto? Well, it's nice to see your face at least. It's nice to see your face. Okay, so you and I will catch up later, and I'll find out what's going on with Zoom. Because you're not Zooming in as nicely as we would like you to. So we'll find out what that's about. Okay, so let me come over here. Whoa, I've just got grounding stones, which wanted to fly a little bit. So one moment, let me just pick them up. Okay, I think it was Thomas or Tom. Hi, nice to have you. Hi, welcome. So, oh, there you go. Okay. Okay, you're coming in really fast. Okay, to be honest, you're coming in really cute too. I mean, it's coming in very, very fast, so it's hard to hear you is the problem, but it's actually very wonderful energy. The energy part's fantastic. The problem is I can't hear the words. Can you try again? Something's messed up. Something's messed up, is that correct? Okay, so can you hear me? Can you hear me? You can hear me. Okay, so is there a way that you can maybe send me a message through like the meetup group or through Gmail, or I can even give you my cell phone, you can text me a message, and then I can answer the message live. Yes. Okay, so you want to do it. Do you have the access to the meetup that you can send it through meetup? Okay, I'm going to give you my cell phone in case you want to text me. Okay, we'll try that. Since you can hear me, I'll just keep talking. So my cell number is 561-768-8087. It's Okay, I can't hear you at all, but I'm just going to give you that number again, just in case this works. If not, if you want to send me a message and meet up later on and ask me a question, I have tuned into your energy energetically, and it would be my pleasure to respond to you through meetup or email or whatever and answer a question for you, because I have been able to tune into your energy. So just in case this works, again, my cell number is 561-768-8087. 561-768-8087. So we'll see if that works. If not, catch up with me later, send me an email somehow, and I'll be more than happy, delighted to answer a question you may have. So sorry Zoom's not working quite as well as we would like it to, but thank you for joining. Oh, there you are. Okay. Okay, still can't hear you, but I got your cute face again, so that part's good. And then my apologies that, oh, wait a minute, let me see if this is you. You know, you just gotta go with it, right? What choice do I have? Okay, got it. Is this you, 954-495? No, that's not right. 954-452. No, I can't read it. 8512. I need my reading glasses. Is that you? Do you have a message for me? Oh, you just want me to give you a message. Okay, got it. All right. Yeah, I can do that. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. It's Lewis.
I just thought it was even
like a nice well-dressed man.
That too.
The most well-dressed man.
Yeah, that I ever saw in your group.
I tend to attract the like jeans crowd. Okay, so, oh my God, Tom, where'd you go? There you are, honey. Okay, beautiful energy. All right, so let me get you a message.
The Holy Spirit has sent Mickey Mouse
for us. Okay, I gotta focus. I can't talk clearly. So the message must be to lighten up then or something, right?
Yeah.
That would be the message.
It's been a message.
Very much. On point.
You started with typhoons and dark energy.
Yeah, that's so funny. Okay, that's funny. All right, Tom, of course I can't get you to say your name, but let me see what I can do for you. If not, Sam's gonna give you a message. All right, yeah, we're really just not getting the vocal feed for some reason at all. So one moment, let me see what I can do to tune in. Okay, guys, breathe, everybody breathe. I'm trying to collect some energy here. Okay, yeah, it's not working on your side. It sounds, honestly, it sounds like Mickey Mouse is the reason they're giggling. And we need the energies to be lighter here, because that's what the masters were saying in the beginning. It's like, you just take this enlightenment path so seriously, Nicole, like really. So so they're just lightening me up over here. All right, so one moment, Tom. Okay, class members, please control themselves. Okay, I'm almost getting the message, but the giggles are overwhelming them here.
The bad children.
No, beautiful children. Beautiful children.
Oh my God.
I would just really love to hear him say his name is the problem. One moment.
I wish your son could hear this. He's so good.
All right, this is my message, Tom, but I have your text number, so what I would like to do is get together with you at another time so I can allow me to have one more stab at this to make sure I'm getting you all the information that I can. Because I do like to have someone actually say their name so I can tune in vibrationally, and that's just not going to happen today. But what I do feel is that you have wonderful potential. I feel like you have wonderful energy. I feel like you really do have a, I actually see like a fountain. I see a fountain of energy, and it's absolutely breathtaking. It's beautiful. I feel like there's something murking the water of the fountain. And that's what, got text is coming in. Can I call you? Yeah, you can call me. All right, he's gonna call me. All right, this is why I've not done a radio show today. This is exactly why I have not done a radio show. Here we go. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, hi Tom, nice to say hi to you.
Hi, hi, nice to meet you.
Okay, nice to meet you too. Okay, so let me, now I feel like I'm truly doing that radio show that people keep talking about. And you're helping me get ready. So one moment. And can you say your first name for me, please?
Yes,
Tom. Okay, I'm going to put you on speaker just so everyone can participate.
Okay.
All right, Tom. And say your name again, please.
Tom.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to my original reading. I feel like you have beautiful energy, and I really mean that. I mean that in the truest sense. When I tune into your energy, I keep seeing, excuse me, a fountain, and it almost reminds me of like, he's in a public place. It reminds me of like the fountain of youth or something. So I feel like you have potentially beautiful manifesting abilities, but I feel like there is something that's murking the waters. There's something that's making the waters muddy when they should be clear. Now, what I can tell you is as we figure out what's making them muddy and you purposely, actively clear that, I feel like you are so good to go in the sense that I almost feel like you can create miracles. I mean, everyone can create miracles, but I mean in terms of your manifesting abilities and the light that you bring to the planet. It really is astounding and even profound. So there is something that feels like it needs to leave. I don't know if it's thought systems. I don't know if it's like something heavy you've been carrying around that hasn't been dealt with. But there's something that is not energetically in alignment with that beautiful energy that flows through you. Are you aware of what I may be speaking of?
Yes, absolutely.
You are aware, absolutely. Okay. So without having to, without putting you on the spot in terms of what that is, which I actually don't need to know unless you want to share, the most important factor is, do you have a plan or are you actively involved in a plan of how to release that energy from your life and awareness? Or do you need help? Okay, that's okay. So what they're asking is if you are aware of what's kind of murking up the waters, making them muddy, how is that going? Or do you have a plan in action for what can help clean those waters? Because really, you got, go on.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now, how to address my issues.
Okay. And is there anything in particular that we can help you with?
I can say, but I'm struggling with addiction.
You're struggling with addiction. Okay. Okay. So, say your name for me again, please.
Thomas.
All right. So
my
this
name is Tom.
No, I don't need to know the whole, this just how you, how you see yourself is all they need to know. So this is what they're saying to share with you. They're saying that very often the most enlightened people on the planet, the most aware people on the planet are often the ones struggling with addictions. And I almost feel like you're the case in point. And the reason is because when you see things from a higher perspective, when you feel energies above what the average person feels, sometimes it gets very tricky to learn how to work with and deal with the lower, denser energies, which certainly are the name of the game on planet Earth. So I feel like they're trying to extend a compliment to you and extend a, oh my God, like I feel like one of the masters has his, like his arm around your shoulder, you know, and kind of like I got you, brother, like I understand that kind of feeling. I feel like you really are aware, and I almost feel like that trips you up sometimes. All right, one moment, please. This is what I can tell you. As you get help and work through this, which I assume that you're doing, I feel like you have, I feel like you have a whole new world waiting for you. I feel like you have like a whole new, how do I say this? Potential reality of what you're going to create on with the rest of the days on Holy Mother Earth. And I do feel like the energies are coming here on the planet to support your positive movements. So if they can give you a word of encouragement, the word is that, you know, you have to do your due diligence. So whatever that is for you, whether it's, you know, a 12-step program or whatever it is.
What was the word again? I'm sorry.
Okay, they say you have to do your due diligence. In other words, due diligence meaning whatever method will serve you in dealing with the addiction, whether it's a 12-step program or other resource, that the resources are out there, so avail yourself of those. And that here's the good news, as you move forward in those programs, that there is light at the end of the tunnel and that your light is strong. I mean, I'm getting the chills up my legs, and that happens when I kind of tap into truth. Your light is very strong, and your outlook is very favorable on the other side of all this. So, you know, there is like work to be done. There's like digging in the trenches kind of thing. But that on the other side, you're holding very, very wonderful energy, and it's going to serve you mightily. They're saying the energies on the planet, I don't know if you know anything about this, but they're very intense right now. And they're really kicking stuff up. So if there's something you're not dealing with, it's being kicked up and kind of shoved in your face, so to speak. And I suspect that's how you're feeling. That's how I'm feeling. You know, anything I have not dealt with is just being put in my face. Like I can't even get anything done until I deal with it. And the reason is the energies are supporting our advancement. Okay. But you know, here's the thing, you're receiving the energy. And the energy is equally important.
Thank you. I'd love to meet with you guys in person sometime.
Okay. Well, you're part of the meetup group?
Meetup.
Okay. So follow us along on Meetup. We're putting up lots of different options and times. I'll be all over the place. In the meantime, I'm glad you connected with us energetically that we could support you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. God bless. We're sending you lots of love. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. And that was our first caller. Okay.
There you go.
There I go. All right, so we're gonna let Tom listen in, send him lots of love. And Sam? I know you don't sound like Mickey Mouse unless you want to, which is also acceptable of you for fur. Lewis does Donald Duck, so. Do you have a question? I can hear Benjamin on the phone with his little friend.
Yes, I'm looking for further contact with the masters. some more guidance on that.
So your own personal one-on-one contact? Mm-hmm. And are you having one-on-one contact with the master that you work with?
Yes. Not a lot, but daily.
Daily? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so,
sure.
Okay. And are you looking to expand contact with that individual, or to expand to a broader repertoire, or what is it that you're seeking?
Not sure.
Not sure. Okay. That's fine. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Sam.
Okay, I have to get this out of my system or I won't be able to focus because Lewis is here. So when I tune into Sam, I keep getting like Aristotle or Virgil, or he was somebody in another lifetime. And it just blows me away every time I tune into your energy. So I just have to boast on you because I love that about you. All right, so now I can actually help. And say your first name again, please.
Sam.
Okay. And say it one more time.
Sam.
Thank you. Sam, say it again, please. Just your name.
Sam.
I don't understand it, but I'll tell you what I'm receiving. What I'm receiving is you're blocking it a little bit, and it's got something to do with fear of losing your linear life the way it is. Because you love this young lady here so much, and enjoy your linear life so much, I feel like there's part of you that's scared of, not scared, because I don't feel like you're scared, but hesitant to open yourself fully, because somehow maybe it's going to go away. Somehow you're going to be called to a higher duty. You're going to have to like go on a ship that's going to go save the world, and somehow you're going to have to let go of physicality or life the way you've been accustomed to it. And I feel like you like life the way you've been accustomed to it. Like, you really have an enjoyable life. It's been very pleasant. You have a wonderful life partner. And, you know, it's sort of like, you know, we're talking with Tom, I think it was, he's gone. You know, we're saying like the 12-step program. It's like when you turn your life and will over to the care of God, like, who knows what's going to happen? And that's sort of how it feels to me. Like, if you really, your abilities are, I mean, they're as good as anyone else on the planet. I really feel that way. And so it's almost like, if I really turn it over, if I let go, if it's thy will and not my will, what if I lose my marriage? Not that you would lose her love, but what if I get called to a higher duty, that kind of thing. And I feel like you're tapping into a lifetime when that actually happened. I feel like there was like a choice to be made, and it was like, do I get to keep the domestic home, you know, my whatever it was for you, or do I just, I let go of everything and I become a nomad and I answer the calling. And I don't think it was a nomad in terms of you following. I feel like you were the one leading, but I feel like it did require you releasing your attachment to your earthly life, to your things, to your possessions, to your familiarity and comfort. And I feel like there's a part of you that's just a little gun shy about doing that again, because somehow like you know what that can mean. I don't feel like that would happen in this lifetime. I don't. I feel like if you opened up and, you know, you did like books, because you're channeling probably your former selves, but it'd be like, ooh, I'm channeling Aristotle now, because you are Aristotle, but they don't know that. It's going to be that kind of thing, or who knows what it is you could bring through. Nothing would surprise me. I don't feel like that would be the end of your marriage. I feel like you could easily tour together. You could do Skype or Zoom from the comfort of your new condo in Florida and choose not to tour, you know, because it's not a money thing. It's a service thing. So why not serve from video conferencing? No one says that you need to leave Delray Beach to serve. I think that's what your next step is really, a moment. you get to have a part in setting the parameters of what it is you're looking for and what you want to do, so that it's not that if I turn this over, I have to do mission work in Africa and leave my life. I feel like you have more control of it. You have as much control over that decision making as you want. I do feel like it could interfere with your noticeability. In other words, if you're all over, I don't know what places you'd be all over, but this one's going on Oprah soon, so get used to it. But you know, it's sort of like if you're all over Time Magazine or whatever it is, you know, you may get recognized and you may lose a little bit of the, deal with the celebrity issues that everyone deals with. But I don't feel like you're going to lose anything. I feel like you can live out your life, keep that linear stuff going in normal fashion. But I do feel like you feel a little bit like you've been burned a little bit in terms of having to give up creature comforts and relationships, things, that sort of thing, in the name of service. So it's simply a matter of working with spirit in terms of defining your parameters. So for example, they gave us a talk the other day. People were having trouble with the energies coming in because the energies were, if people were sensitive, had anxiety issues, the higher energies were giving people all kinds of buzzing feelings and stuff like that. And so what they told us is that we can call on spirit and have them, like bring it down a little bit. It's not that we're not aligning with the higher energies that are coming on the planet, but that our guides or whoever works with us has the ability of kind of stepping it down so it doesn't affect our physical bodies as much. So that if you are having a problem with it, they are able to adjust it and say, this is what I need. I can't have it coming in all at once. It's like I'm not sleeping at night, that kind of thing. So that you can do the same thing. All this to say, you can do the same thing is, I open my life up to service. I open my life up to knowing my true self, my whole self, and all that entails. However, I would like Diana to be with me and my partner through that experience, you know, and that's what I'm asking to create, anything like that. But I do feel like that's sort of what the block was in the past. Okay, good question. And they're glad that you brought it to your awareness to ask the question.
I would just like a healing.
Oh, okay. Anything specifically? I'm sorry?
Just a healing.
Just a healing, yeah. Mind, body, or spirit? The answer is yes, right? All of the above. That's funny. All right.
Dr. Lewis is in the room, so he's...
I promise you.
The influence.
You're getting a healing just by talk about being able to heal. This man does not have to move bones to heal. You know, it's almost like the client's minds just need to see feel the bones move to think that he's doing something, but he honestly doesn't have to touch to heal. So true, so true. Okay, so you're getting it from this end and that end. You should be good to go after today. And say your first name for me, please.
Diana. Mm-hmm.
So they ask you to simply relax, to let go, to unburden yourself of the cares and worries. There's one, I don't know how many children you have, but I feel like there's one child you've got some worries about. And what they're saying is to really just turn it over to spirit. You know, God goes with me and before me, making smooth, safe, and secure my way. So whoever that young one is, you may not consciously know what I'm talking about, but on some level, I feel like there is a little bit of disturbance with that. So just simply, and if you're not sure, just hold that vision for all of your children, to know that their guides walk with them, to know that they're not alone. So just that you know that for yourself. Sometimes we forget to put our children in the care of spirit, so to know and trust, and it's a good message for me as well with Benjamin, to know and trust that they're being guided, that they're not just children, they too are spiritual aspirants, they too are the spiritual masters, and they have a whole fleet of spiritual support. You know, they were alive before they were alive. They were wonderful, beautiful souls of the light before they were our children, and they will be again. You know, they made it before us, before we got to know them, and they're going to make it after we no longer work with them on a day-to-day basis, or in your case, you know, in a lifetime. But that the more that you know that for them also, you actually serve their healing and their advancement, because what they're saying is that you're energetically linked to them. So the more that you hold that vision for them, the more that they will in turn be reminded to call on their spiritual support in times of need. And I don't feel like it's great need, but I feel like it is, you know, just life problems, life issues. Enough just to interfere with someone's peace. Okay, so they're asking you to sort of like give up all your children to the light and to surround them in the light, and in so doing, that releases you from having the burdens or cares or worries about them. And then that's actually the greatest gift you can give them, because then it helps them remember to lean on their own spiritual support. All right, so let me tune in and see what else is going on there. There's something you're doing that it's like you're burning the candles at both ends. So I don't know, like, if you're doing so much spiritual practice, you're forgetting just to do the normal things. Like, I mean, oh my goodness. Like, you should be enlightened by next Tuesday or something like that. Oh my goodness. You're like a workhorse. Nothing is too complicated. Like, the toughest yoga position, not a problem. The longest chant, I'll take it on, you know. Oh my goodness, no wonder you've been so successful. Okay, Lewis is also in a Journey tribute band. So the reason I'm telling you that is I can hear him singing Be Good to Yourself. There's a song, Be Good to Yourself, which I had never heard of till I heard his band. But apparently someone thought that was an important enough phrase to make it a song. Be good to yourself. They're saying you're the master in drag, is what you are. You're a master in drag, really. Where is it that you're trying to go to? You're already the master. You're not going anywhere, but basically if you died tomorrow, you've already accomplished so many beautiful healings for yourself and for so many others. It's like your spirit guides are so pleased with you, and so you've surpassed any and all expectations in this lifetime. It's almost like now we're up to the gravy, we're up to the icing on the cake. So be good to yourself. Be good to yourself. Relax a little bit. Relax when you need to. It's sort of like the dishes aren't going anywhere. But in your case, I feel like it's like the chants aren't going anywhere, or whatever your practices are. Balance. You're wearing yourself out a little bit. And they're saying, you don't need to. It's like you've already passed. You're already the master. They're saying, there's no secret. We'll let the cat out of the bag on that one. All right, so let me tune in again. Okay. So now that they've cleared those two issues for you, now they just ask you to relax, let go, and receive. So imagine you're in a, it sort of looks like a vertical tube of light, like a funnel. Not a funnel, because that has a point. No, it's cylinder. It's just a tube of light. And imagine that tube of column or tube of light simply filling up with high realm energy and illuminating every cell. Every molecule. releasing all the dust particles from Mother Earth, restoring you to balance. So someone's coming. I'm assuming it's Mother Mary. It looks like Mother Mary to me. If it's not her, it's Mary Magdalene, but I tend to think it's Mother Mary. And their final words are to be good to yourself, that if the house gets a little dusty, you know, you take out whatever means to straighten up the house, and to remember to honor your own body and your own needs. Oh, this is kind of funny. I'm sort of feeling this myself. How do I say this? We're not getting any younger in physical years, so that our bodies have different needs, and to honor that, and not see it as a problem, see it as an opportunity to do further devotional. It's sort of like devotional honoring, and the way I feel like it, like there's some spiritual practices where you do, like you pay devotion to another because you recognize the Christ of the other or the holiness of the other. So you would wash their feet or you would do something in honoring. And they're saying that we're very good at doing that for another, but it's important to stop and give that pregnant pause and do that for ourselves. That there's as much spiritual practice in honoring the needs of the physical vessel, because in truth, what you're doing is honoring the home of that Christ awareness within self. And they're saying that too is a spiritual practice. So not to be attached to one form of spiritual practice being, you know, quote unquote, better than another. That too is spiritual practice and how you view yourself. And they send their love. I'll leave you with that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're so very welcome. Hi, group member. Thank you for being here.
I'm just taking it all in.
You're good. Would you like a message or no?
No, I'm good.
No, you're good. Yes, you are. Okay. Oh, it's just us. Indeed, we take great pride. We take pride in our master group. In fact, we salute you. We honor you. We understand there are many things you could be doing. You could be dusting the dust bunnies of your house. You could be writing a new song. You could be on the treadmill or bicycle. Many things. And yet, you are aligning with spiritual truth. How holy an activity is that? You see, you are claiming the importance of recognizing who you truly are. Indeed, you truly are the master. Until next time, namaste.
Namaste.